Okay, sir, could you please state your name and your ADC number for us for the record?
Armando Rivera, 457-278.
Okay, Mr. Rivera, you're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Tenancy, sir. I'm going to introduce you to the board members conducting your hearing today. You have the Honorable David Neal, the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright, who's your board chair. My name is Michael Johnson, sir. I'm going to be acting as your panel lead today. Also with us today, sir, representing the Department of Correction, as well as the Parole Office, is Mr. Westby, sir. So prior to your hearing today, you received and signed a notification form that advised you of this board's hearing today. Do you recall receiving and signing that form, sir?
Yes, I do.
Okay. On that form, sir, it notified you of your right to appear and speak on your own behalf or to hire a licensed attorney to represent you at your own expense. Did you hire an attorney or are you representing yourself today, sir?
No, I did not hire an attorney.
Are you representing yourself today, sir?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Sir, at this time, I'd like to swear you and Mr. Westby in. Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm?
Yes, I do.
Thank you.
Okay, so your hearing is going to be conducted in two phases. In phase one, the board will determine if the terms and conditions of your community supervision have been violated. In phase two, the board will determine whether your community supervision should be revoked or reinstated. We're going to start out in phase one. You have one allegation listed on your warrant. I'm going to read that allegation to you. When I read the allegation to you, I need you to state whether the allegation is either true or false. Do you understand what I'm questioning, sir?
Yes, I do.
All right. The allegation on the warrant states that you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 2, as demonstrated by your failure to follow the directives of your assigned parole officer by failing to report him for a face-to-face contact visit on or about May 24, 2018, as verbally written directed on May 15, 2018. The offender is actively avoiding supervision. Sir, is that true or false?
It's true.
Okay, thank you, sir. All right, then, based on the admission of Mr. Rivera, I'm going to move to find that he was delinquent, that he did violate the terms and conditions of his supervision, that he may have lapses about to lapse into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agreed.
Motion by myself, second by Dr. Wright. Agreed, Mr. Neal. Mark this paper. Okay, so we're going to go into phase two of your hearing. During phase two, the board will make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate you on your community supervision. We're going to start out phase two with first getting some additional information from the parole officer, Mr. Westby. Then I'm going to go over some information with you, sir, and give you the opportunity to present any information you'd like to present to the board. Mr. Westby.
On April 9th, 2018, Mr. Rivera was released from the Arizona Department of Corrections. He was arrested August 7th, 2018 by ADC staff, no charges. He was back in DOC custody on August 7th, 2018, with an adjusted community supervision end date of December 22nd, 2018, which reflects 75 of his 10 days. Current conviction, 2015, left the needs of transportation, 3.5 years. Prior conviction in 2001 for manslaughter, 15 years. This is the second term of DOC, CUIR score of 3.3, mental health score of 2, substance abuse score of 3. SKG, gaining information notes, he's a self-admitted member of the Eagle Street Posse Bloods in Tucson, criminal street gang. Prior term of supervision, 2012, TIS release, arrested on current offense, revoked by the BOEC. His disciplinary violations are significant, with drugs, alcohol, violence, and weapons noted. Other arrest, 1993, theft, Arizona, juvenile probation. 1996, drug-free school zone violation, Arizona, juvenile probation. 1997, DUI, Arizona, misdemeanor conviction, probation. All other arrests since then resulted in charges that were dismissed. His community risk score is a G4B5.
Mr. Westby, did you say he was absconding for 55 days?
75.
75.
75.
Okay. And one of the, he was arrested on the current offense. Is the current offense just absconding? What is it?
No, his regarding his previous term of when he was released in 2012.
Right, that was.
Yes, he was arrested on a current offense, which was the theft of means of transportation. He was arrested on a new felony conviction when he was released in 2012.
Okay, thank you, sir. So, Mr. Rivera, I see that when you were released, you were originally released homeless, and then you received consent to stay with your father, Mr. Rivera. You resided at his residence. You resided in your father's property. It says that it's on a corner at 4226 South 9th Avenue in Tucson. Were you still staying with your father at the time that you were arrested, sir, or what?
At this point, when I...
Yes, sir.
When I turned myself in?
I didn't know that you turned yourself in, so...
Yeah, I was staying with my mother, actually. I was going back and forth because of, we weren't seeing eye to eye on certain matters.
Okay. Yeah.
That was my residence.
All right, so you weren't during that period of time, sir?
I was doing handyman jobs. But not consistent work, no.
Okay.
Basically, odd jobs.
So it says that on April 30th, you had a positive UA for amphetamines?
Yes, I do.
It looks like that you were referred on that same day to go to Lafonterra. Did you ever check in there? What happened?
I did go to Lafonterra, and I filled out the, the initial application. And then I was given an appointment for the following week. But the whole time that I was out, I was in and out of the hospital maybe four times.
Mm-hmm. So what happened? It says that they stopped you one time for trying to self-harm yourself?
Yes.
While at the
time? There was three other, two more occasions, and then one was I was having chest pains when I went to the hospital.
So, did you attend Lafonterra? What did you do here in Wisconsin for 75 days? What were you doing in that period of time?
I was trying to find a employment. Just trying to do the right thing, but it's very difficult with a manslaughter conviction to get employment.
So how long did you just relapse and start back using drugs, sir?
I wasn't using drugs.
So when you tested positive for the amphetamines, what was that for?
I don't know. I have no idea how that even occurred. I could not tell you.
Mm-hmm. So how are you doing now, sir? You taking any programs since you've been back in prison?
Not yet. I want to see what the outcome of this day is going to be.
Are you on any medications now, sir? Are you taking medications?
No.
No. What about, your feelings of trying to inflict self-harm to yourself, sir?
It hasn't popped into my mind at all.
Okay. All right. Mr. Boyer, we're coming up on a conclusion of the hearing, so let me first see if the board has any additional questions. Not seeing any questions coming from the board. Is there anything else you'd like to say to the board? Without repeating yourself?
No.
Okay, so the board's gonna go into discussion. While the board's in discussion, Mr. Rivera, We're going to make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate the community supervision. I need you to stay on the line, have it remain silent while the board's in discussion, and we'll get back with you with the board's decision, okay?
Okay.
The board now is going into discussion. It appears that Mr. Rivera was out. He was staying between his mother and his father's residence and trying to get himself together. He says that he was in the hospital three separate times during this period of time. One of the times he for trying to inflict harm upon himself. He was enrolled in Life and Terror. Doesn't look like he was able to complete that program. He was arrested by ADC after 75 days that he had been an absconder. Says that he hasn't taken any programs since he's been back in prison. He will be released on December 22nd of this year, which is a few months away from now. I think it's going to be best if Mr. Rivera stays in custody and try to get into some programs and get himself together so that when he's released, he won't have any more negative contacts with law enforcement. Again, and hopefully get himself together to be a productive citizen. That's my recommendation at this time.
Agreed.
Okay, now I'm going to move to revoke the community supervision of Mr. Rivera. Find that he was delinquent. He violated the terms and conditions of his supervision, that he may have lapses, about to lapse into criminal ways or company, as he did test positive for amphetamines, although he doesn't recall how that happened, and he was absconded for 75 days, and we have no idea what he was doing during that period of time, for sure.
Second.
Motion by myself, second Dr. Ryan. Agree, Mr. Neal. Mr. Rivera?
Yes, sir.
Sir, the board has voted to revoke your community supervision. You will be released on December 22nd, a few months from now. And at that time, you won't be on any parole or community supervision, sir. Try to get involved in some programs so that when you get out, sir, work with your CO3, that you can have some programming and get out and be a productive citizen, not have any negative contact with law enforcement again, sir. Hopefully, never to have to appear before this board again. Mr. Rivera, I want to thank you for taking the time and opportunity for appearing before this board. However, that's going to conclude the hearing at this time. Please set the phone down so that the next person can come in, okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome.